Apparently, police have their suspect in the United Healthcare CEO shooting. Someone recognized him at McDonald's and called police. And when they got there and arrested him, they found a fake ID, a manifesto, and a gun that he all brought with him to McDonald's. The same guy who plotted and successfully carried out the assassination of a health insurance CEO. The same guy who had the wherewithal to secure a fake ID for his travel and lodging to New York City so he couldn't be traced. The same guy whose only surveillance photo resembled every brown-haired frat guy tailgating at an SEC football game. The same guy who disappeared like a ghost and all he had to do was dish the evidence and lay low. That guy decided to go to McDonald's, not drive through, go into McDonald's and sit down long enough to be recognized, have the police called, and get arrested. And on his person, at McDonald's, he had the fake ID he used to get travel and lodging to New York City, a manifesto against the United States healthcare system, and the murder weapon. How lucky is that?